The best basketball tournament party is back.
Ducks throw it ahead to Dante. Dante will dribble it out. The Ducks are Pac-12 tournament champions.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alenay, this is a Fan Madness edition of Danny and Dusty. Presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Injuries and missing work ruining your day? Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. He'll make them pay. Danny and Dusty, live on the free Odyssey app and 1080.
It's time for the madness.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Wow.
Hey, welcome in. With Fan Madness is live from Alenay, the Stadium Sports Bar. And we could not be here without our great friends and partners, George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Yep. Merengatang, this is so awesome. Fun to be here. You can feel the energy in the building. We've already got an upset in the books.
Two.
We're gonna call the 8-9. I'd call those toss-ups, but a 9-1.
Still 9-1.
Right. We got two games have gone final.
Yep.
Both have seen the higher seed win.
We have
Mississippi State, which was the 8th seed, fall to 9th seeded Michigan State, and then the Dukes of Duquesne. And this is going to be insufferable. Coached by LeBron James's high school basketball coach. Mm. They knock off 6-seeded BYU. And now, all of a sudden, brackets are busted. I saw after the result of the Michigan State game, 65% of brackets have been busted.
Sheesh.
I don't know how many people picked BYU over Duquesne. Because there's certain teams you just don't trust in the tourney, right? One of those is BYU.
Yeah, I foolishly did.
Oh, you did.
I did pick them. Now yeah. I had them losing round two, but
okay.
I did get Michigan State, so I didn't catch the 60% busted on that one.
There you go.
That Long Beach State game, it had a big handle on it. Plus 1250.
Yeah.
A lot of folks around here were looking at those early scores, going. What's going on here?
Yeah, and if you don't know, they have gone to the half in the Arizona Long Beach State game, and we talked about this yesterday when we heard the audio from Dan Monson, who was fired on Monday leading into the conference tournament, or I guess mutually parted ways.
Indeed.
With Long Beach State the week of the conference tournament. They go on a run, win the Big West tournament. And they're in the dance as a 15 seed. The audio that came out of Dan Monson, that was the ultimate, this team has nothing to lose, and
yep.
That's a scary animal.
Yeah, I was in the Blazers game last night, and obviously the NCAA tournament was talking yep. around the locker room. And Long Beach State came up from a lot of guys, particularly some Arizona Wildcats in the room. Wondering if that Long Beach State was going to be a scary team because of that exact nature. Because a lot of those guys in that room, the vast majority of them played in the NCAA tournament, and they know the mentality going into that and what it's like. And, an animal that doesn't fear for its life is a scary one.
Yeah, but Arizona does lead at the half, and that's another team that people don't trust
yep.
in the tournament, and rightfully so. But Arizona does hold a 6-point lead at the half over 15 seed Long Beach State, 41-35.
In all fairness, if there is a team that you trust in this NCAA tournament, you probably yeah. have psychiatric issues.
That's a great point, Bob.
You should trust no one.
That's a great point right there. We have a lot of P1s out here. I saw P1 Ryan is over there. Lord Huddleston is here. With Jake the Hater, P1 Levis is here. We've got our P1 friends that are here. Eric Gunderson, Sean Hyken
Indeed.
Are in the building. So it's awesome to see everybody. If you do come out here and if you're on your way to Alenay right now, come say hi. We've got a nice little table set up just to the edge of what game do we have going on over here? We're not at the blackjack table.
No, blackjack was on the front
yeah, we're
side.
Not, we're on some poker tables over here.
I'm not sure.
But as you're looking at the Stadium Sports Bar, we are just to the left, and we're lined up right next to the restaurant here. And the energy is palpable. Like, you can feel it when Duquesne – ended up knocking off BYU.
Nice little roar.
The roars that you get, you can't replicate that energy and that feeling, and that's what makes these events so fun.
Yeah, no, this is absolutely awesome. Missing out on this last year, now I'm like, oh, man, I wish I was up here last year.
If you want a sight of the fine restaurant that is directly behind us, big glass windows, you can watch us, youtube.com/1080AM The Fan. We are still streaming, even though we only have a half-hour show today, because at 12:30 we hand it off to Joey Mack live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as the Oregon Ducks is an 11 seed.
Quack, quack.
Get ready to take on South Carolina in an 11-6 matchup, where Oregon is favored. I saw that they're a two-point favorite in this game now.
I wonder how much having the ability to spend a fair amount of money on this location on the Ducks has to do with that. Because there's quite a few Duck fans up here.
There's a lot. I don't think they're moving that line that much, though. I saw it opened as a pick'em,
which I saw half point.
Yeah.
College basketball, not normally a half point kind of gambling deal.
No. For those that are wondering, because Oregon does play a 1 o'clock tip, prime time with Isaac and Suk, they're going to be live here at ALNA at Fan Madness, starting right around like 3:30 is where they're tabbed to start at. Could be a little earlier, could be a little later. They're wholly dependent on how the Oregon-South Carolina matchup plays out. But we are well underway. We already have two upsets in the book. One bona fide upset with Duquesne, which they were a 6 seed in their own conference tournament, and they knock off a 6 seed in the NCAA tournament.
Getting on at the right time, which is why, again, I keep coming back to, and I asked Ashton Higgins, who played at Kentucky, what he thought of the tournament, and he picked his Wildcats, as he should. Kentucky does have an incredibly favorable bracket, probably the most favorable bracket in the tournament, but the team that he said that was scary is Auburn. And they were playing great basketball
Auburn
leading into
terrifying.
The NCAA tournament. And pretty much everybody in the locker room last night was wondering how Auburn got a 4 seed.
Yeah.
So the basketball players themselves were kind of looking around like, huh? Also, that bracket looked at, that region is the bracket of death.
Yeah, 100%.
Auburn, UConn, Iowa State, you have three potential title winners in the bracket.
And then two other Final Four teams from a year ago in Florida Atlantic and San Diego State, which tourney experience matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
It 100% matters in a winner-go-home scenario. So that is a very tough bracket there. I'm giddy. I'm so happy to be here. You mentioned you were in the locker room last night. Blazers lose to the Clippers last night.
Mm-hmm.
What were the players saying about James Harden closing out on Kawhi Leonard's corner three last night? Because if you missed it, Harden kicked out to Kawhi in the corner, and then he closed out on his shot because nobody else really was.
So I don't think most of the guys realized it happened in real time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it wasn't something that I asked that around a little bit, and it was kind of like, wait, what?
That was one of the more bizarre things that I've ever seen.
The reaction from Kawhi was like the biggest hands up in the air situation you've ever seen, with Kawhi Leonard putting his baseball mitts towards the sky. I don't. Was that a case of them having fun, or was that like did? Well, the thing about it is, was James Harden having fun? Because Kawhi Leonard did not look to be having fun.
That felt like a disrespecting your opponent move by James
100%.
Harden. And I don't think Kawhi Leonard liked it.
Because he seemed like watching the because you know I can't see their faces in that corner because his back's to me there, but when I saw the replay, it looked like he was like, "What are you doing, dude?"
Yeah.
But you know the Clippers they needed a little bit of a get right game, so maybe they'll just put up and shut up with it.
Oh man, let's go. All right, we are here at Fan Madness, ALNA. There's so many. Here's the thing that I like. I got here early, and I was getting a lay of the land, seeing people kind of moving around, and I'll tell you one thing: the locals that there's people that they'll come to the casino like every morning, whether they're coming to breakfast, maybe you know lay a few bets down. they were taken back by the buzz. I don't think that the regular patrons at around like 9:30 in the morning were used to
are jacked
seeing
on
this many people in the casino and had the boys be buzzing that early, because they said that people were starting to get here around like 6 a.m. To get your spot and get eyes. Like
it's
and
filling get your up in here quickly.
Yeah.
And I imagine here by, 1:30, 2 o'clock, you might have the folks who, I can leave work a little early.
It's going to be a fun
and
one,
and it's going to fill up here real quick.
This is going to be a very fun day out at LNA. We got a lot that we got to get to in a very short amount of time. So, Jeff Rust, you'll be very happy with us. We are going to break relatively on time.
I mean, within like 30 seconds.
Oregon takes on South Carolina coming up. We're going to hand it off to the broadcast 18 minutes from now. Mm-hmm. Right now, it is 12-12 on 1080 The Fan. Chill, right on the side.
Live from the Stadium Sports Bar at Alene, this is Danny and Dusty on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, if you're not coming down to Alene today for Fan Madness presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, we still got you back. We got a way for you to win no matter what, right? Because you can have a chance to win right now tickets to Def Leppard and Journey September 2nd at Moda Center. We will have tickets all week long that we are giving away. Now, here's the thing. You need to text the code word DEF. That is DEF, D-E-F, like Def Leppard, to 503-864-6326 to enter for a chance to win tickets to Def Leppard and Journey September 2nd at Moda Center. You can go to 1080thefan.com for complete contest details. Again, the winner gets a pair of tickets to Def Leppard and Journey September 2nd, courtesy of AEG. All right, again, go to 1080thefan.com for complete contest details. Oregon USC. Coming up, as this line opened up in Vegas at...
I feel like you're trolling me with that.
What?
Oregon, USC?
Yeah, South Carolina.
Now, they got sued for that, right?
Yeah.
They can't say that anymore.
Yeah, USC, University of South Carolina. Yeah, try to tell me.
Okay.
Oregon, South Carolina opened with South Carolina, a 1.5-point favorite. Now Oregon has been bet up nationally. Like, this isn't even just local. Mm. ESPN Bets has it as Oregon -2.5.
Ooh.
Hot teams playing hot entering the tournament. We just saw Duquesne.
Yep.
We're seeing right now the fight that Long Beach State is putting up against the Arizona Wildcats. There is something to playing your best basketball
100%.
Heading into the tourney.
And the thing about it is, if you can capitalize on that, that's how you get those Cinderella runs. That's how you get the FDUs. That's how you get the UMBCs. These aren't the best teams in the country, but you're playing with a level of confidence, and there's a flow to basketball that is different than I think a lot of other sports, particularly in a one-and-done scenario. These guys play seven games, they're losing. But the volatility of possessions
I love it.
In basketball allows for upsets, and that's what makes March Madness the best.
That's where I look at, if we're talking about upsets in games that could be happening today, you look at a team like North Carolina State. Mm-hmm. They make that run in the ACC tournament. They find their way into the dance, and they are getting a Texas Tech team that is, Graham McCaslin has them playing very good basketball. But they lost to the top seed in their conference tournament, Houston, 82-59. They got bludgeoned by them in the conference tournament. That's not a team that's limping into the to the NCAA tournament by any stretch of the imagination, but you're playing a hot team. And so you look at games that are going to be close, and there's no reason for that line with the body of work that Texas Tech has put up to this point for them to only be favored by 4.5 points.
No. But that's the thing, is because you get the juice behind a team,
yeah.
And all of a sudden the national storyline's around, wow, this team won their tournament, and you don't really look at the rest of everything that's kind of involved. That's why when you see a team like a James Madison, who's won 30 games. There's only so many teams in the country that have done that this year. Even if they're coming from a lesser conference, you still have to take them seriously because their body of work, and this has been borne out and proven out by a team like Gonzaga over the last 10 years. Like, well, they play in the WCC. It's not that big a deal. It's like, if you win 30 games in the country, you are tested.
Yeah.
No doubt. And it's one of those things you just kind of have to Stick your guns behind a little bit.
And that's the team, like, Marquette, I love Marquette.
Yep.
I love Shaka Smart. I love the style of play.
There's an injury
there,
though.
He still has havoc. That Tyler Kolek injury,
yep,
that is terrible. He has a grade 2 oblique strain.
Which just sounds miserable.
It's been a month plus that he's been dealing with it, but he's been trying to grind through it. Like, that is it. That's an injury that just terrifies me.
Toradol shots, anyone?
Yeah, but I mean, you know this though. A core injury.
Yeah.
Like your core injuries, Toradol shots. Like it goes so far, but when you
can get going, but then you know the next couple of days, you're back to being in a pretty disadvantageous position.
So I saw this yesterday that with Colorado winning in the first four, the units for the Pac-2, they have gone up to $10 million.
Yep.
$10 million and counting.
Oregon State, Washington State said, thank you, Colorado.
And right now, Oregon State and Washington State are the biggest Arizona fans in the world.
Yeah, it's another unit.
They are up 52-37. Like that initial burst that Long Beach State had. Arizona settled in. Tommy Lloyd's boys are getting back on the right track. They now lead 55-37 in the second half. Every Pac-12 victory,
more money in the kitty
for the Pac-2.
Yep.
And this is going to be, we're seeing the mental gymnastics of Oregon State fans right now being like, you know what? We're kind of pulling for the Ducks today.
I'm okay with this.
We're kind of pulling for the Ducks today because the units in the NCAA tournament, if you're unfamiliar, they get paid out over, I think it's six-year increments.
Yeah, six-year increments.
So that is a big reason why, you know, Oregon State and Washington State are holding things together.
And if a team makes a deep run, that pool gets infinitely bigger. It goes from, you know, hundreds of thousands to millions very quickly. You make a Final Four run, it is a lot of money.
And that's why Oregon, being a bid stealer, was good for those two teams.
Because it's another school in the pool.
Colorado sneaking in is huge for those teams. And now you're sitting there going, all right, how many more can you pluck along the way? And the great thing is, if you're a Coug fan, Cougs control their own destiny, and they can line their own pockets.
You can drive your own pockets there. Yeah,
there we go.
You've got four opportunities now. It's kind of funny when you think about it. The Pac-12 was not great this year.
Not great, Bob.
End up with four bids with a conference champion that was unexpected, and then Colorado sneaking in. And all of a sudden now you've got an opportunity for at least one of those teams to make a run. And each team has their own kind of unique way to actually make said run.
No doubt. All right, what games are you looking at and you looking forward to the most today? You have any upsets that you see on the board for the remainder of the day? Because Morehead State versus Illinois, that tips off in about 7 minutes from now. Illinois, a heavy favorite in that one. You know, we talked about briefly just a little bit ago the hot hands and how making that run is dependent. McNeese State is a sexy upset pick over Gonzaga.
I did pick McNeese.
You did.
And
NC State and then Samford is playing Kansas.
I do have NC State, and I debated between NC State and Samford. So for anybody wondering, the math on upsets is your average year has slightly less than 5 upsets in the first round. It's 4.65 is the average number of upsets in the first round. It's the most upsets of any round. It gets exponentially smaller as you go. You get a little bit more than 3 in round 2, and then it falls off a cliff to 1, and then a third and a quarter of a percent. So
a quarter of a percent?
I'm sorry. Yes, it's a
25%, or are you talking about
0.25 and 0.33?
Holy smokes, really?
Upsets late are very infrequent in the most, because the volatility has disappeared. The seeds are usually smaller. So it was either that or it was a 1.25. I might be 1.25.
And as unsexy as it sounds, chalk reigns king. If you're
particularly the later
too.
You get.
Yeah.
But the volatility is very much there. And you look for things in the Kansas-Samford matchup. You've got Kansas, who's going to miss Kevin McCullough Jr. He's out for the tournament. That is a massive, massive loss for them. Also, Samford is a team that runs 12 deep, and they're going to run a 2-1-2 press on you the entire game.
Also, not to be left out in this is, when they are pressing and they force the tempo like that, they're playing in Salt Lake City, which we don't
think
of it as elevation. Salt Lake City's up there, man. Yeah. And so you are going to see a Kansas team really pushed out of their comfort zone in that regard.
And so you have to factor all those kind of things in. Style of play. In single elimination, this is a styles makes fight situation because you don't have the seven-game series to make your adjustments like you do in the NBA. Sometimes you look at a matchup in the NBA and you go, oh, yeah, no, well, there's some wrinkles there. You can figure some stuff out over the course of the series. You got to figure it out quick. What's going to be interesting here is the upperclassmen and the coaching.
Yeah.
How quickly you can make adjustments and how quickly you can put your imprint on a game.
All right. We're at Fan Madness. This is all, it's already great. There's a lot of green and yellow.
It's here. Pouring in here.
There is a lot of Arizona red and blue. Mm-hmm. I see milling around the casino floor. Seen a couple Cougs roll in.
Yep.
Because, you know, Cougs, they always start early. It doesn't matter that their game.
We're on their turf, too.
Their game is at 7 o'clock tonight. They're like, yeah, we don't care.
It's a long drive for Pullman.
We're rolling deep. yeah. Not from the Washington State Vancouver campus,
though. No, it's not.
Huh?
For probably 5 minutes.
You seen this guy here? This guy's got my favorite outfit of the day. That's my favorite outfit of the day.
Oh, that thing's killing.
He is killing it right now. He's wearing the jorts jumper.
Yeah.
What are we calling that? It's a jorts jumper, short sleeve, shorts jumper.
Denim.
Soft
denim.
The man has a vibe going on about him.
He does have a handlebar mustache as well.
Everything about the man kicks ass. Yeah.
No, it's, look, man, you got to have a thing that you got to go with, and I respect it.
I respect the hell out of it. All right. On that note,
time to go.
We're going to go. I'm going to go talk to that man. I'm going to have a full report, maybe on primetime later on today, maybe tomorrow, because we will have a normal show tomorrow, noon until 3. But coming up next, we have Oregon Ducks basketball. Joey Mack taking over live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, as the 11-seeded Ducks take on the 6-seed South Carolina Gamecocks. We'll see you tomorrow from noon to 3 right here on The Fan.
Bye.